Hello and welcome to the Our Connected World podcast brought to you by TE Connectivity. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we are talking about AI. Companies have heavily invested in artificial intelligence tools over the past several years, and now according to a new report from TE Connectivity, these companies want to see the impact of these investments on their bottom lines. On today's edition of Our Connected World, we will be pouring through the results from the TE Connectivity Industrial Technology Index. And here to help us along the way is Phil Gilchrist, TE's Chief Transformation Officer for AI and Sustainability. Welcome, Phil. Good to have you here.
Great to meet you, Michelle. Looking forward to the conversation.
Yes, you as well. And I cannot wait to hear about all of the survey results here. But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit about what you do at TE?
So my role is to accelerate the discovery of how we leverage AI across our businesses, our functions, and our core processes. That means creating or adopting new AI tools and driving the cultural change necessary across the enterprise. We're also committed to radically reducing our environmental impact as a global manufacturer. That we produce some 240 billion separate parts a year. That's billion with a B. So my role in sustainability is to cut carbon emissions by 30% by 2032.
Wonderful. And we are going to talk about the survey results from the Industrial Technology Index today. So let's lay some foundation here first. What is the Industrial Technology Index?
So the Industrial Technology Index, or ITI for short, is our annual look at the state of engineering innovation. It's a third-party independent research study that examines innovation culture within the industries shaping our world. And not surprisingly, this year's focus was on AI and how companies are integrating it into their innovation processes. We surveyed 1,000 engineers and business leaders across big markets like China, Germany, India, Japan, and the US. And this year, we wanted to get the global pulse of people working in critical sectors from wireless technology, the automotive industry, energy, and so on.
So now let's dive a little deeper, because I know that AI integration, I'm sure, has gone up exponentially over the last couple of years. So talk about that, if you can, the current state of AI integration within industrial technology companies. And then with that, how is that playing out at TE?
Yes, so the biggest takeaway this year is that companies have officially moved from the experimentation phase with AI. And kind of one of my favorite cliches in technology is that the pioneers get the arrows, but the settlers get the land. So pioneers in this case are the Mag 7 and the NVIDIAs and all those people we see in the press every day. The settlers are all the other companies around the globe, companies like TE. And we're finally seeing companies move into that settler phase, where they're less focused on inventing AI and much more focused on applying AI. And we know this because our ITI survey tells us this. We found that 82% of companies have adopted AI to some degree, and an impressive 35% are using it extensively. And to put that into perspective, Michelle, that's a massive double-digit jump from last year, where only 22% were using it extensively. So more than 80% of both engineers and business leaders agree then AI enables faster innovation and more efficient operation. But to give you one example from TE's world and one that's close to my heart, the area that's really emerging is AI's role in sustainability. Virtually all of our respondents, and when virtually all, I mean 99%, said they are using AI to advance sustainability goals. The most common applications being optimizing energy usage, optimizing product design and supply chain routes, etc. Which more than offsets the public concern about AI's data center energy consumption. In fact, nearly any process optimized by AI is nearly always a more sustainable process. And the reality is that the biggest byproduct of poor inefficiency is wasted energy, which is, of course, antithetical to sustainability.
And one of the most interesting things pulled from this year's report is that both executives and engineers seem to be drawing a line in the sand, so to speak, with AI now. They're saying, okay, it's been fun experimenting with this new technology, but how is this actually good for my business? And I also understand that for the first time in the 4 years of this survey, profits have overtaken innovation as a top business priority. Is that correct?
Yes, companies are much more focused on achieving financial goals and pursuing, product innovation efforts. The theme this year seems to be, don't show me the tech, show me the business impact. We saw the share of business leaders ranking financial goals as their kind of top priority jump 20 percentage points. That's up from 46% to 66% year over year. And that's great. You know, that's maturity. That's business reality. But interestingly, when it comes to measuring return on investment, it seems to be in the eye of the beholder. We found that engineers and business leaders often look at at value creation differently. Some business leaders tend to focus on operational improvements, doing more with less, while engineers look for tools that help them to do their job more effectively and efficiently, better products faster, so to speak. But in the end, it all leads to overall productivity and increased competitiveness, but the motivations are different. Just to elaborate a little bit more, while we are discovering new AI-enabled ways of working, we can learn from the past. We can learn from history. The survey shows that a great roadmap is to borrow lessons from the past automation efforts. 84% of respondents say that the benefits they achieved with automation are also achievable with AI. And the rulebook playbook is similar. Start small with pilots, invest in training, and maintain clear ROI metrics. But here's the exciting part, Michelle. 66% of engineers and 58% of business leaders are convinced that AI has the potential to deliver greater benefits than general automation ever did.
I want to talk about the gorilla in the room when it comes to AI jobs. Many times the conversation about AI turns to the topic of AI replacing human workers. So does the Industrial Technology Index support that same sentiment?
That's always a big fear, but our ITI survey tells a different, and I think a much more positive story that really challenges the conventional wisdom. Rather than eliminating jobs, AI is expanding opportunities. A solid 66% of respondents said that AI is creating new roles and career paths at their companies. It's particularly pronounced in the data and cloud computing sector, where 82% of responders report new job roles. But honestly, Michelle, other sectors are rapidly changing as they discover new AI-enabled opportunities. I think what we're seeing is that engineers are using AI to handle the routine stuff, some research, data processing, documentation, report generation, etc., so they can focus on higher value work. 72% of engineers say that they have the technical skills to leverage AI effectively, and about half are already using those skills to improve their workflows and the quality of their decision-making. The key insight here is that 72% of both engineers and business leaders agree that engineers can take on higher value work because of AI. It's not replacing human creativity, it's amplifying it. But I don't want to paint too rosy a picture. 59% of engineers worry that their company's emphasis on efficiency means they're not doing enough to protect and promote human creativity. But only 47% of business leaders share that concern. That just tells me we need to be more intentional about communicating about how AI works rather than replacing human judgment. The companies that are succeeding are the ones investing in training and upskilling. 71% say that engineers are being upscaled and upskilled to leverage AI. In my view, an AI literate workforce is an elite workforce. And elite workforces create elite companies.
Phil Gilchrist, TE's Chief Transformation Officer for AI and Sustainability. Interesting results there from the Industrial Technology Index. And of course, AI playing a larger and larger role here. So I appreciate your time here and breaking it down for us, Phil. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for the time.
And we invite you to read the full Industrial Technology Index online at te.com/techindex. We will have that link in the show notes as well. I want to thank you all for joining us on our Connected World, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast to hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.